Welcome in to the Wrestling Brethren Podcast. This is episode 388. And tonight, we are back to the prediction scoreboard. Well, where we will take a crack at Elimination Chamber. But before that, we will get to some SmackDown. They're not high nor low lights. We'll call them mid lights. And a couple of news items.
Mid-tone.
But before we can get to that, fellas, how the hell are you?
I know I said it yesterday about this being a big wrestling weekend, so just going to repeat that. The former Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth, actually did win the IWGP Global Championship today. So it was his first match in the company, and he gets a championship. So good for him. Now we get to talk some WWE.
Wow, first night in, wins a big title, nice, awesome, well done. I was actually watching a hockey game instead of SmackDown, so all I really got to say is, go Jets, go, or the Hawks? Question mark?
Wait a second, you're trying to tell me the Canadian of the group was watching hockey? Get the hell out of here.
Shocker!
Next thing, you'll be telling me you were playing hockey. No. Since birth, no.
Almost.
Prerequisite. There we go. Okay, so news. On Rampage earlier tonight, they were doing a backstage interview with Saraya, and she tells us that her brother, Zack Knight, is now All Elite. So chalk up another male member of the bloated roster.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy.
Although she did reveal, for what it's worth, that was the explanation for why she was trying to break up Ruby Soho with, Angelo, I think, or
Angela Parker.
He was trying to hook her up with her brother.
No, oh, Jesus.
That's why that explained her antics, at least.
Ah. Not well. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, moving on. TNA ran No Surrender tonight, and they crowned a couple of new champions, from what I can tell. Only two, I think, if I caught all these. We have a new X Division champion in Mustafa Ali. Speaking of debuts in a company and winning a title. And then we've also crowned new women's tag team champions as MK Ultra defeats Decay to take the titles. And after those crickets, we'll move on to SmackDown.
I was just waiting for Seth to say something, but geez, Mustafa Ali actually gets some recognition. Yeah.
I haven't watched TNA regularly in years, so can't really.
The TNA guy is now just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just a New Japan guy.
Yeah, he became a New Japan guy is what happened.
All right, so SmackDown. All the newsworthy stuff was in the pre-recorded, the whole show was pre-recorded, but the inserted backstage segments were actually more newsworthy than the actual matches. So I'll get to the matches rapid fire here. Tiffany Stratton defeated Liv Morgan. Braun Breaker in his debut did not win a championship, but he did defeat Dante Chen in squishified manner. The new Catch Republic of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate defeated Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonough. And the Authors of Pain defeated the Street Profits. And the main event of Drew McIntyre and LA Knight ended in a DQ finish. But backstage, we had the Bloodline minus The Rock. And in the first segment, Jimmy's trying to brag about taking out Jay on Raw. And he's like, did you see that, Tribal Chief? Did you see that? I ran the play. I did it to perfection. I kicked him right in the face. And then Roman just calmly is like, who sent you to Raw? And I was like, oh, shit.
Jimmy's waiting for that. You instantly see the deer in the headlights moment in his eyes. Yeah.
He's like, Paul Heyman. Paul sent me. He called the play, and I ran it. I ran it to perfection. And Roman's like, you gonna throw Paul under the bus? He's like, I call the plays. I called that play. And Jimmy goes, and I did good, didn't I? And Roman's like, you ran it to perfection. And Jimmy's like, touchdown, bloodline. And I'm like, this Jimmy character is so great. And then Paul comes in and he goes, Grayson Waller is here, sir. And he's like, bring him to me. And then that's the end of that half of the segment. They return later on after Paul fetches Grayson Waller. And Paul goes, my tribal chief, this is Grayson Waller. Like he discovered gold or something. And so Jimmy, who's seated on the couch directly to his right, Roman's like, move. And he gets Jimmy to move and he tells Grayson, sit down. And I'm like, all right. So he goes, I have something that I want to tell you, but it's for your ears only. And then Grayson like scooches up to him like he's getting ready to hear this all important news. And then they cut to promotional material because it's not for our ears. It's only for his ears. Now, if I were to guess, he's either telling him stuff to say on his behalf when he hosts the Grayson Waller effect at the pay-per-view, or he's telling him, I will be at the pay-per-view in case anything gets out of hand during your interview segment. So it would not surprise me one way or the other. The other newsworthy backstage segment was, first we had Nick Aldis and a referee helping a limping Dakota Kai down the hallway over to medical. They go to the Authors of Pain Street Profits match. They come back. She's in the trainer's room. Bailey comes in and asks if she can have a moment with Dakota. Bailey says, what happened? Dakota says, it was damage control. They tried to re-injure my knee. And then she's talking about, you know, I'll have your back no matter what. If I have to re-earn your trust, I'll do it from the beginning, whatever. But we're going to make them pay. And Bailey gives her a hug. No pun intended. It's not the hugger gimmick. And then it's announced that next week, it's going to be Bailey and Dakota Kai versus the Kabuki Warriors. And if you can't see Dakota's heel, quote unquote, heel turn, even though she's still a heel turn coming from a mile away, especially given all her history in NXT, then you are a blind man and a dumb man. And I have some swamp land to sell you.
Hey, even Stevie Wonder can see it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was SmackDown on the nutshell, and brings us to the Elimination Chamber from Perth, Australia, that starts in about 6.5 hours from the time we're talking right now. So we will get to those predictions, but before we do, any thoughts on SmackDown?
And the highlight for me was definitely that segment with Roman and Jimmy, where they're just because of how quickly Roman's able to make everybody laugh and then get tense and then ease up again.
Don Roman.
It just goes to show how great he is even doing the little stuff. But it wasn't the best go-home show, but you know, I taped shows. There's only so much you can do, I think.
Yeah, Roman's more into an Italian mob head there, it sounds like.
The good old days.
Cool. Yep. I like that.
From back when this was running on all cylinders.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get this one of our quicker prediction segments in a long time. But we've got a kickoff show match, and they think that they're going to get Americans to wake up an hour even earlier to watch the kickoff show. Not likely going to happen unless you're hungover or drunk, or you'd be closer to falling asleep anyway. But be that as it may, in the kickoff show, we have the women's tag team titles being defended by the Kabuki Warriors versus The Way. Now, they're not The Way on the main roster, but it's just the easier tag team name I have, for Indy Hartwell, another Aussie, and Candice LeRae.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty straight up champions retain, heels retain. You know, this is the stop on the road to WrestleMania, so they're not going to change up things too much.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say to that other than I agree. That's my logic.
And I think I will say this for the first time, soon to be five times in a row, I will complete the trifecta. Yeah, champs retain.
I got a feeling that this is going to be the same thing across the board.
I think the only time we might differ might be the men's chamber, but it's a crapshoot. So we'll see. But let's start with the women's chamber, which seems to be more clear cut. In the women's elimination chamber match, the winner faces Rhea Ripley, or the winner of Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax, quote unquote, at WrestleMania. Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair versus Liv Morgan versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi versus Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah, I think we're all going to agree on this one. I'd be flabbergasted if anybody but Becky Lynch won this match. So all in on Becky on this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind WWE throwing us a bit of a curveball and maybe sending Tiffany in just to give some, you know, have a moment, I guess, and have Rhea beat the crap out of her. But yeah, I Becky all the way in this one. It has to be. I've been talking about it for months already.
I will complete the trifecta. For the undisputed tag team titles that never seem to want to get separated, the Judgment Day of Finn Balor and Damian Priest take on the New Catch Republic. And what the hell was wrong with apparently that's what was wrong with it. I couldn't say it. What was wrong with the Big Strong Boys or British Strong Style? Apparently those two names weren't tongue-tie-y enough, unless you're me. They're the New Catch Republic of Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
I just got two words, champs retain.
How do I say this differently? The title holders will leave the PLE with their titles.
That's the long way around to say it, but sure. Yeah. I will complete the trifecta. In the men's elimination chamber match, where the winner faces Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, Drew versus Randy versus Bobby versus LA versus Kevin versus Logan.
And again, I think it's pretty well written out. I'd be flabbergasted if anybody but Drew wins this, although I can't help but wonder, and we talked the other day about Randy Orton having his back issues and, you know, how he was almost forced in retirement. And now, hey, yeah, you're going to put you in this brutal cage match. But yeah, I'm positive Drew McIntyre is winning.
Yeah, if we see like Orton climb up onto one of the pods or climb up the side of the chamber, it's like just, you know, cross something and hope he's going to be okay. I'm about 98.185% Drew McIntyre. The other remainder is perhaps, you know, they go with LA Knight. But I think whoever wins this is going to win the championship. Seth Rollins needs a break. He needs to go rest and recover. I think that guy has to be Drew right now, as much as I love LA Knight. Yeah, but it's going to be Drew.
Oh, my God. It's something to... Oh, wait, no. I complete the trifecta. Now, in this match, you could make an argument for almost every one of these guys except for Logan Paul. And I guess even to a degree, he has had history with Seth Rollins. So I guess if you really forced me to gun to my head, I could make an argument for Logan Paul, but I refuse to. But nobody's been on fire more than Drew McIntyre. His social media game, his character development, his television presence, the man is on fire right now. So
yeah. He's the doing only some thing of the best work of his career right now.
Yeah. The only thing that wouldn't make me pick him is if there were any chance in the world that he doesn't re-sign, but I can't imagine they'd be giving him this kind of a push if he wasn't going to re-sign.
Mm-hmm.
And what in what has already been announced as the main event, and as it should be, for the Women's World Title, Rhea Ripley defends against Nia Jax.
And again, I'd be surprised if the champ lost here. They've been teasing Rhea versus Becky for God knows how long now. I mean, I suppose it's possible given they had Nia run over all the Elimination Chamber gals earlier this week, but 99% chance, I think, Rhea retains.
I think it's 100% chance Rhea retains. I can't see them strapping Nia Jax. It may even be a DQ win, but Rhea is not losing her title here.
The person in this trio that is not either one of you finishes the three-way completion of same answers. There, I made it different. Yeah, Rhea retains, and we'll get Becky coming to the ring. They'll have a face-off, a stare-down, a what-have-you. But should that happen, she might get booed, meaning Becky. It's a pro-Rhea crowd, let's just say that. If you saw the press event, Australia loves them some mommy. So the only thing that's going to be interesting is to hear the acoustics, because this is a open air stadium, aka outside. All right. I guess we're just going to have some points since we all agreed on everything. So
we're all
going to
score the same.
Yeah. Free points for tomorrow. Either we get the points or we don't.
Yep. I almost picked LA Knight just for that sleeper, just in case for point purposes. But I'm like, no.
If you were going to do that, the pick would be Randy Orton. I don't think LA Knight's going back to the world title picture. At least not for Mania. So there's that. And we will close by asking this question. And now's the time to ask and lock it in, I guess, for certain. Are you waking up at 4 a.m. to watch this pay-per-view?
No. I'll just watch a replay when I can.
Jared?
I would think it would be appropriate if you found a soundboard and went, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Well, hey, I'm finally going to answer differently than you guys. I'm going to give it the college try. I will see what I feel like at 3:55 when I have my alarm set for. If I really just roll over and say F that, then that's what I do. If I put on Peacock and I fall asleep during, you know, Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic, that's also a possibility as well. But we'll see what happens. I will give it a try. You would think I was getting paid to do this, but I am not. I'm just a dumbass.
Bless you for your dedication. It's like I thought about it, but it's been a week. And even if I did get up and start to watch this, I'm pretty sure I would be falling back asleep anyway. So it's right. Like I'm just not even going to worry about it.
Oh, we're here to talk with Logan Paul.
Yep, pretty much. Although, I mean, that could be the breakfast segment, I guess.
Unless it's 3 hours of Rhea in the gym, I'm probably not guaranteed of staying awake. All right. Well, we will have a post show, not immediately. We're not meeting for breakfast or brunch or mimosas, but we will have a post show probably 14 hours after the show ends. And we'll try to remember what happened, and we'll give you our thoughts at that time. But until then, once again, thank you for listening, downloading, and subscribing, and we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can subscribe to the Wrestling Brethren podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fixed. to hear the latest discussion from the wrestling brethren. Visit the mothership, if you will, at twbpodcast.com, the online home of the Wrestling Brethren podcast. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments on Twitter /X at twbpshow, on Facebook at facebook.com/behindthesquaredcircle, and on Instagram at the Wrestling Brethren. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter /X at the Bacon Rev. You can follow Seth at Lord Xandrax. And you can follow Josh at Southpaw Josh. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you soon with more from the Wrestling Brethren.